dollar in the base. The Iki Yisod from last week was that there were two halachas in Sviha school of the field. One halacha in the Geula, one halacha in the Tefillah. The halacha in the Geula, which relates primarily to Kriyashma, is restricted to Zman Kriyashma. That's how we learn Pshat and Tosis on the Bezim and Aleph. The Tosis on the Bezim and Aleph, Yasek Kash against Rashi, the guy is not fulfilling Sviha school of the Tefillah. What are you talking about? Why not? He said Gal Yisrael, and then he said Shemon Esrei. What do you mean he's not fulfilling it? So our Pshat was, but since he's doing it at a time which is before the Zman Kriyashma, because Zman Kriyashma starts to taste Gachav and to Rashi, so you're not fulfilling. That's the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon said if you do that shtick, you make your own Kriyashma early, and you're diving with the minion that's not missing the Zman Kriyashma, it's becoming real now, because Zman Kriyashma is moving up. They move the clock about the Shabbos. But this is the, it's still, you know, I think it was 9:18 last Shabbos, 9:13, whatever, you know. Even the 8:30, you don't have to hurry up, you know, just to catch it. And those who dive in later, forget about it. So those say, well, I'll say Kriyashma early and I'll dive in with everyone afterwards. According to the Vilna Gaon, now that you're blowing what is considered a nice tachatchila of saying Kriyashma al Seder, Dorais al Seder HaBrachos, which is obvious blowing that one, but you're also blowing Smidah's Gula Tefillah, according to the Gra, because he says it depends upon the man Kriyashma. The B'Elam couldn't understand, what does he mean? He's doing Smidah's Gula Tefillah. That's the answer, based on this Tosis, and all you saw from last week, that does not apply. However, at night, we suggested, that's Pshat Nes Gemara Avdalam and Beis, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Gula me'urta nami havi, elu gula ma'alias elo havi elat safa. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say those words? Just say, there's a gula at night, and that's all. No, because Rabbi Yochanan is intellectually honest. He's conceding to Rabbi Shuv and Levi, there's no gula ma'alias at night, and therefore you're right, Rabbi Shuv and Levi, that from the perspective of gula, there should be really no smichas gula tefillah b'layla, and that's Rabbi Shuv and Levi psak halacha l'maisa. But I, Rabbi Yochanan, I'll have a second thing which you deny, namely smichas gula tefillah from the perspective of tefillah. And that applies even if it is not during the even balayla, and even if it's not Zman Kriyashma. So what the bottom line is that smichas gula tefillah by day has two dinim, a din in geula and a din in tefillah, and smichas gula tefillah by night only has one din, a din only in tefillah. That's the case to understand very well. Shitas Rashi. And Rashi says there's no problem in smichas gula tefillah by night before Zman Kriyashma. Why not? Because it's only by Laila, there's no din of gula. Whereas in Aflamin, the sugya that the Shut Benishal Simcha said, there apparently it's a problem, because that's talking about by day. He himself suggested, you can find me a difference between day and night, I'll grant you that we're okay. But you couldn't find a difference. It's Arachian, we have a difference. By day it's two dinim, and by night it's only one din. But this we can understand a couple of interesting halachas, halacha lemaisa. What happens if you walk in late to davening? It happens to the best of us. You walk in late, they're up to Shemon Esrei, and they have two choices. Tough choice. Either you do Shmoneh Esrei, this is the last minute in town, the only one. Either you daven B'tzibur, Shmoneh Esrei right now. But if you do that, it's going to be impossible to fulfill Smichas Gula Tefillah. What's your alternative? Your alternative is, take your time, start to open the Siddur, start from the beginning, go to the end. You'll have Smichas Gula Tefillah, but you will not have Tefillah B'tzibur. What's the din? Many of you may know the din. Depends on between the morning and the night. In the morning, the din is, take your time, use your siddur, start from the beginning, go to the end, to fulfill smichas gula tefillah, even the davening be yechidus. At night, it happens to many people, you walk in, up to Ashkivenu, what do you do? It says in Shulchan Aruch, you daven with them, and say the Kriyashma Berachos afterwards. So some say it's tefillas arbas is rishos. That's the gemara over here, tefillas arbas rishos. Now, davening and beis, the Gemara suggests, Tfilas Arbas Rishus, Kamash from the Chobot, and Machlokos. We pass on this Rishus.
How does that help?
But the same way as Tfilas Arbas Rishus makes the Tfilah Ben Tzibur one step down, it should make Tfilas Gula Tfilah any equivalent one step down. So that doesn't make any, what does it mean? How does it help? I'll give you a marsha. From the perspective of Tfilah Ben Tzibur is so important. That's such an important consideration. That trumps everything from the perspective of tefillah. And therefore, at night, better to do tefillah and tzibur, even though you will not have smichas school with tefillah. But by day, there's an additional halacha. It says the din in the geula. The geula, right? In order to make a proper geula, you want to follow the geula with the tefillah, as we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, more dramatically, Rashi a little bit. That's the din in the geula. You have no right to compromise the geula in order to make it a better tefillah. Take it from here to do there. You can't do that. So therefore, you want to go out of the normal order. And you say, look, I'll have a much better tefillah this way. I'll have a tefillah b'tzibur. So if you're only taking away from tefillah, right? You're taking away from the smicha school of tefillah, from the tefillah perspective, which you do at night. That's only perspective. So you got to follow the tefillah, focus on tefillah. It's more important to have a tefillah b'tzibur than a tefillah right after gula. That's what we do at night. But in the morning, there's another consideration. If you will switch the order around and do Shmoneh Esrei now, and then do Brichos Shema Brichos Eichos, and Gol Yisrael, so your Geula is lacking. Because in the morning it's a din of Geula as well. You have no right to do that. You cannot enhance the Tefillah at the expense of the Geula. You can enhance the Tefillah at the expense of the Tefillah, because it's a net gain. But you can't enhance Tefillah at the expense of Geula. So by night, when it's only din of Tefillah, so therefore you can down with that Tefillah B'tzibur, even at the expense of Svichas Geula Tefillah. But in the morning, when Gula Tefillah is in the Gula as well, can't do it. That's my pshat in that day. And then we can also explain, you know, sometimes you come to Shul HaShchadosh, it's Thursday night for HaShchadosh, and the Gabi bangs at night, Yalav Yom, Midi Yisrael, Yalav Yom. In the morning, we never heard of a Gabi bang Yalav Yom. They bang. They won't say anything. Also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Make up your mind. Either it's a hefsek or it's not a hefsek. So the answer is, of course it's a hefsek, but certain hefsek of a mutter. If you look at the Gemara Daf Mem for a moment, just to show you an example, the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. If you look, quick, top line, Mem Amud Aleph, top line. The top line Mem Amud Aleph, Moses says, Tul Baruch, Ein Tzorach Levarach, Chavei Melech, Chavei Liftan, Ein Tzorach Levarach, Tzorach Levarach. We pass Ein Tzorach Levarach. What's the pshat over here? You're not allowed to speak. But you know, remember growing up, melech, so, you know, bring salt because he used to always dip the challah in the salt. That's not considered to be a hefsek. Why not? Because it's a tzorech, chasuda, tzorech, apasa. So if you bang yalav yavo, that's tzorech atfilah. Make sure you have a tefillah right, okay? So at night, with smichas gula tefillah, it's only halacha in tefillah. Right? So you have a right to be mafsik to make it a better tefillah. What does it mean, a better tefillah? With yalav yavo. But by day, when if you bang, sure you're making it a better tefillah, but you've compromised from the perspective of the geula. Because here, as we saw, the geula is coming to knock on the door, and then he should right away ask for what he wants. Don't start banging, because you bang, it's a hefsek from the perspective of the geula. That's why I thought that we can justify that custom to say Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv, as opposed to in Shachas. I think it's a nice pshat. With this background in mind, I want to talk about a very important shaila. Very important shaila. We've already spoken about in the past, how much of Kriya Shema is Doraisa? Is it one pasuk? Well, I have to say four shikas. Is it one parsha? Is it two parshas? Or is it three parshas? The Rambam says three parshas. So many argue with the Rambam. I say, well, how can you say such a thing? We know that the third parsha has nothing to do with Krishma. It's a separate and distinct mitzvah of Sipriyas Yis Mitzrayim, of Zechiras Yis Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even clear what the parsha would be. If you recall, the Gemara has over here, the famous Gemara, on Daf Yud Beis, on the Beis, the Gemara says, more than halfway down the page, the Gemara says, where it says on the side, Bamidbach of Gimel, where it says, Bikshu the Kvoa Pasha's Bolot B'Krishma. Hey, instead of saying the third Pasha should be the Pasha of Tzitzis, they wanted to have Pasha's Bolot. Why? The Malach Kvoa made Torah Chatzibur. It's too long. I mean, I read the whole Pasha's Bolot every morning. I'd be really late for this, but you'd also be late. Because what's the advantage? Kelamos Yemim Mitzrayim. Ribbis, Mishkolas, because it says Karashach of Kai, whole story. So, what's this? You can't divide the parish in the middle. The parish of Tzitzis, and then they mark Kvua, Hamisha Dvarim, da 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 da. So they picked Kvua, they happen, the Chazal seem to have chosen the parish of Tzitzis. They could have chosen any other parish which had Mitzrayim in it. But they do Krishna. So, what's going on? What is this? What's this all about? So, that's a very serious question. So this question of how the third parasha of Shema can be included according to the Rambam in the midst of Kriya Shema is a remarkable one, because Reb Chaim Brisker answered this question and another question in one shot. Another question. The Rambam never counts the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as one of the 613 mitzvahs. Not count?
Sipur
is. Pesach night is counted. Once a year mitzvah, that's counted. But Zechira, which is every single day, is not counted. Why? Now we can give other answers, let's be honest. One answer is it never says to do it. What does it say to do it? Pesach night is begatul abincha, it's a specific commandment. Every single day, what does it say so?
Lamantisko.
Yes. You should do it, but it doesn't say do it. The only count is 613, where the Torah says do and don't. There can be many laws in the Torah which are derived from Sukkim, but it doesn't say do or don't, it's not counted. That's what the Tzlach said. That's a very nice technical answer. Once we're on side answers out there, Reb Chaim's fancy answer. Reb Chaim said in his youth, before he became Reb Chaim Brisker, before he got the Brisker Derech, Reb Chaim had to give a different answer. Reb Chaim said that here, that's once we're here already, the famous Mishnah, we're already holding by Pesach, right? Because we're Chodesh Ad HaSheni. And why Ad HaSheni? Because Mitzvah Gula L'Gula. So it says in the Mishnah, Yud Beis Amud Beis, Maskir Netzias Mitzrayim Balelus. Amr Loza Ben Azariah, Amr Loza Ben Heart. But therefore not God. I mean, given Shivim Shana, Lo L'Chis, Yishat Amitzias Mitzrayim Balelus, Ashad Rosh Ben Zoma Shenema, Matizkas Yom Tezchim Mitzrayim Kol Yom Echayecha, Yom Echayecha Yom, Kol Yom Echayecha Lelus. To be Paschal Nalach, Chacham Amrim, Yom Echayecha Olam Hazeh, Kol, or Kol Yom Echayecha, Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. If we pass them like Ben Zoma, we don't pass like the Chachamim. So therefore, the Poshim Shad is that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will not apply Limos HaMashiach. If it will not apply Limos HaMashiach, says Reb Chaim, it's not a permanent mitzvah. One of the rules of the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah only counts permanent mitzvahs. Now he's usually coming to exclude very temporary mitzvahs, only apply to the Dar Midbar, things like this. But Reb Chaim took it to an extreme. If it's only going to last, I don't know, 6,000 years until the Mashiach comes, that's also considered to be temporary. That's a fancy territory. Reb Derav printed it actually in the Sefer. Page 1 of the first Sefer on the authorship has that. Many reasons why that's not a good territory. First of all, it's not going to be temporary. Second of all, it's going to be a replacement mitzvah. It's going to be a replacement mitzvah. What do you mean? Tanya, well, there have been Zobel HaChachamim, Chimas Kiris, he's trying to Moshe Mashiach. The last three lines in your base and the base. Hine yom v'boim l'mashem lo yomor od chay Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kim chay Hashem asher helav asher hevi yezera b'es Yisrael me'eretz tzafon b'kol arotz asher yidachim sham. So we can suggest that even if that's correct, that we no longer even mention Mitzrayim, doesn't mean that the mitzvah will no longer apply. It'll just have a different form. The mitzvah is what? To remember Gula. The greatest Gula of all now is its triumph. But later on, the greatest Gula of all is going to be what? Mashiach. As a matter of fact, that comes up, halacha lemaisa. We're going to be reading soon. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh. It comes to Parashat HaChodesh, not that far away.
That's the Ramban.
Oh, so Ramban says, that what happened? They used to count 1 through 12, starting from Nisan. And now we're using names, Babylonian names. So Chazal said his new names came up from where? From Babylon. What, the Torah changes? It's against the Rambam's law of immutability. The Albo Esakash. The Sefer Ikrim said the Rambam is wrong. There are no 13 rules. Three rules. Sefer has only three rules. What are the three rules? The rules are that God exists, and God gave us the Torah, and God rewards and punishes. What's a pasuk? A pasuk that we say in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Shofteinu, Hashem Mechokekeinu, Hashem Malkeinu Yoshienu. That's it. The three rules. That's it, three rules. And as a matter of fact, the three rules are found in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Who was Eloh Kedosh Baruch Hu? Someone who what? who says ain't chias a mesa ben Torah, someone who says ain't Torah ben Hashemayim, and someone who denies God. Those are these three things. Chias a mesa ben Torah, because that's when the ultimate judgment is rendered. We don't judge in this world. We see that Tzadik Barala, and ain't Torah ben Hashemayim, and Hashem gave us the Torah, and no God. There's nothing to talk about. As a matter, even the Rambam's 13 pictures really divide into three. For those who just think of it a little bit, you know, if you think to be a Yigdal, if you're around Imamins, the first five that God exists, just details of God. Just details of God. Right? And the next four are this Torah ben Hashemayim. And the next four is really, you know, Schar v'Onesh, but ultimately to Mashiach. So when the Rambam says within the middle four, he has one Shazozo, we say it in Animamim, Shazos at Torah Lote Mechlefes, Torah will never change. And we say in Yigdal, Lo Yachle Fakev Lo Yelim Yedos Alon Zalasso. The Alba said, you're wrong. Can change. It changed from Chodesh Arishan to Chodesh Nisan. Kondor Abba is in Apokaris. The Alba. Okay. Problem. In Apokaris. And the Kondor Alba is not in Apokaris. I want to believe in three things. By the way, I'm just handling now their fights with the Apokaris to this day, there are fights with the Apokaris. Leave out the last four are more or less okay, and the middle four, except for this, are more or less okay. But the first five, it gets testy. For example, the fifth we say in Yigdal, you know what you're talking about. What's the fifth phrase of Yigdal? He know Adon Olam V'chol Notzar, your Rebbe Gula Sol Malchusol. Meaningless. It's a meaningless phrase. What did it? Except look at the siddur. There's no siddur in this room. You open the siddur. The siddur says, "Ani ma bunu shleima." That kind of shakadosh baruch hu. Below levado royal is fallen. That's the functional. You can only daven to Hashem. So you're probably aware of the whole tumult that goes on, but various phrases in our siddur which seem to go against the fifth ikur of the Rambam. Machnise rachamim. I once was on a plane to a wedding, town of a wedding in Toronto, and on the plane next to me is sitting Abish Brot, the famous singer. And just then, he came out a beautiful new tune. He was trying to teach me the tune on the plane. He came to sing by the wedding, and the fellow was a guy from LA, he was actor in Yaguda. Machnise Rachamim. Beautiful tune. It's a gorgeous tune. I actually have to explain it, Brot. But the words are a little bit jading. I don't say those words. My Rebbe was imposed. What? Are you crazy? It's in the sinners, it's in the slichas. How can you not say those beautiful words? My Rebbe said, you can't say it. Chaim Olof thinks it's against the fifth ikur of one of the rabbis. What? So, there are two ways out of that. Either Klal Yisrael never accepted that half of the rabbis. So we believe in 12 and a half principles of Amunah. The third is we just never made it. Or, Rab never meant that. He meant that you believe that the other party has certain divine powers. Here it's only a whole bunch of ink spilled over that one. But last week, I was talking about another Nigger, one of the Rambam. I thought I'd never live to see a Machloek, as I call one of the Chashev or Rabbeinu of the Yeshiva, who happens to be in Eretz Yisrael. And he says to me after a while, he said, you must be joking. As you are fighting about Nigger, Yabuna, and this Yeshiva. I said, yeah, you're not joking. I said, it's certainly it's a wonderful thing. I told the person who was trying to stop the almost fist fights, I said to this, look, people are alive. They're not dead. What are they fighting about? The third Nigger of the Rambam. The Mishmeins, we say in the Yidah, Ein lo demus haguf, ve'ein haguf. What? The people who think God has fingers. The rabbi said, the Dolom and Tovah men thought that God has fingers. It says, Etzvah Mekinim, Yad Hashem, Arayim, Araglim. He said, no. Because the rabbi writes, well, this is not found in the Yigdal. It's not even found in the Ani Mamin. And it's not even found in the Pirush of Mishnayos Rambam in the Perek Kehilat. But it is found in the Chassus Aliyah Torah. And the first Perek. That God not only has no body, but he has no emotions. There's no emotions. So one Rebbe is teaching that the rat God has no emotions. And the two Rebbe say, you're crazy. God doesn't love the Jewish people. What are you mind? And yet there's no way. And each called the other not because. I mean, this is great, you know, this is like this. So the real answer is, and this took me a while to figure this thing out. I had to get in the middle of this one. So this rabbi called Eretz Yisrael, sent me to a brisker rav in Parshas Noach and Chumash, right, which I then Xeroxed and sent along, and I sent it to the appropriate party here in this noble, venerable institution to try to maybe make shalom with it. At the Bris Kerov, it says in Parashas Noach, it says, There was a Chazal say in Parshas Noach that the Ruach Tanchumim over Milafanov after the terrible events of the Bible. So the Brisker says, what? Ruach Tanchum over Milafanov in front of him. So he quotes the Rambam in the end of the first paragraph of the Sodei Torah. And he says that the father, Reb Chaim, was saying, what is this? What happened to all the emotions? So that here's the answer they give. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, has no emotions. But he conducts himself in a fashion that display, from the human perspective, emotions. So God is unknowable. We don't understand God anyway. But as we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he deals with us either with Ava or with Kas. So from our perspective, he functions with emotions, even though he himself has no emotions. So try to make shalom with that comment. Just give an example how I got a little bit sidetracked. Let's go back over here. So Reb Chaim's first teretz is a little shver. I think it was before, but he became a brisker. What's the real teretz? The real teretz, the Rav quotes from Reb Chaim, is that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. That's what's not in the 613, not independent at all. It's an integral part of Kriya Shema. Why? Because Kriya Shema, fundamentally, Kriya Shema is what? Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. That's what it really is. It's a lashon over here, which is found in the Mishnah. After you deal with it, because you Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim Tchilah. That's what it really is. Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. And where do you find Kabbalah Samach Shemaim? The first of the Seretz Adibris. So the Kadosh Baruch introduces us, himself says hello, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha, he says, what did he say? I am this, that, oh, this is one thing, in his resume, right? That's the only resume, it's go three pages. Resume, one line, my resume is Asher HaTzeichem Yeretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. That's an integral part of Kabbalah, also Malchus Shemayim. That's why, answers both questions. That answers why all three parts of Shema Daraisa. That's part of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And it answers why it's not a separate mitzvah, because it's part of Kriya Shema. But one thing should follow from this. What is this man of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Shakas Arya says, you have all day. Right? You mechayach hayomim, koy mechayach halelas, you have a whole day. Kriya Shema proper, you have to be limited to what we call Zman Kriya Shema. Oy, the Magen Avraham's man. The building God's man, no, that's the latest. But see, it's trying to show us you have to shkia. According to Reb Chaim, no. According to Reb Chaim, this man of the midst of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is limited to the man Krishna. Because it's part of Krishna. That's a very big soul. It's important to know. Again, assuming that exists, it's important to know.
So, how does he explain the Mishnah?
Which Mishnah?
This one, Ayami.
Oh.
Is Sipur or is Zechira?
But no, we're talking about Zechira. So what do you mean? What do you mean? Ayamim, Koyam Echayachalelos. What's going on? What's going on? It's interesting. Look at the Gemara of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Right? Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Gimel Amud Beis. There it says, Rebbe was saying a shir. Saying a shir is so important that Rebbe didn't want to stop the shir even to say Kriya Shema. Amazing, amazing, amazing Gemara.
This is the beginning of that Tosfos, right?
Okay.
That we quoted.
Right. Tana Rabbanan, we'll call it the medium sized line, it's the last two. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Sh'Rav Yehuda Hanasi. He didn't do it. But no one was looking. He just put his hand over his chest. He said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the Gemara says, Choze v'gomer or not? Did he bother finishing the Shema later on or not? If I'm right, that says what? Ein achozer v'gomer on the third white line. Hainu de mahada Rebbe ashmaita de ispa yetzias Mitzrayim. Rebbe in the middle of that shir, Rashi says the kamahada l'shanas the talmidim b'chol yom shmaita de ispa yetzias Mitzrayim b'malkom parshat tzitzis emes v'yad. How do you like that? Somebody got in the shir. Rebbe is genius. Every single day, someone in the Shia learned Baba Kamba, Baba Basra, Gittin. They got into the Shia, Sabbat, and Tzias Mitzrayim every day. What's the rush? I think the Shia went to Peshkia. Come on, the Rav said the Shia for 4 hours, but not the whole day. The answer, presumably, is based on this Gemara. You had to say something about Yetzias Mitzrayim somewhere within Zman Krishma. That's the Pashup Shah. That's amazing. This being the case, to go back to the Rashi and Avbeis, what do we say?
It's even better in the second answer.
Even better, right? It's even more beferish. Tzias Mitzrayim. Bismana. What does Rashi explain? What's Bismana? Rashi says Bismana. Bisman Krishma. Why? See, it's Ryan. What is this Krishma? But the Chaim, I'm not sure. The Rav has it in a sefer, I believe. It's the very beginning of the first volume of the Yorzeit Shirim. This, I believe, he quotes this Gemara. Oh. Now, this goes back to the Rashi and Abbas, right? What happened over there? Zman in the midst of Smichas Gula Tefillah. So we suggested it depends upon Zman Krishma. Why? That is the missing link in that puzzle. Because the eager of the Geula is really the Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw this last week. That the Geula, Rashi and Abdal and Abbas, Rashi tells us, what's the eager of Geula? What is the Geula? What Geula? We have a lot of Geulas we have. But the eager of Geula, Rashi explains, the eager Geula's Mitzrayim, etc., etc. The soul spheres, Gula Tzir, talking about Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's part of Krishma, but depends upon Zman Krishma. Again, in the morning, what is it did in the Gula, but in the evening, it's a whole different story. Just wanted to point that out to you. Now, Halacha Lamaisa, in terms of Gula Tfila by night, what's it did? Take a look at the Tosfos of Abdal and Mevez, the interesting Tosfos. Eizem and Olam Abba. Ba'anu sha'omim yiru einenu psukam achem achar ashkivenu. Gewalt. We're blowing smidas gula tefila. Nira ho'el tekinu l'rabbanon hable kegula arichto. Tekinu lo mazeh shebetov kach yispalel chaveiro gam hu v'lo yelet u'beis ha'kneses at sh'yigmo kalecha tefila. So you know why we put this in? They used to dive in the fields and it would end at different times. What? Because they'd start at different times. Because everyone start baruchu together. It's really a safety zone. That's why you're supposed to skip it.
Right.
I grew up skipping it every single night. My father Shtibel, forget about it. I couldn't keep up with that. But Mara was never a problem. Shabbos I would do. This happened every. My father Shtibel was super express. So every day Shabbos, I think when they got to Baruch Hu, I was up to Avarab on a daily basis. I went ahead. I knew if I started Avarab when they started Yom Teror, we'd come together by Gol Yisrael. A significant head start. But do my Marv. Can't have head start. Marv. Max, I could go ahead Marv too. Didn't need it. I show my Yisrael Ad. They'd be up to Kaddish. That's what it's there for. People shouldn't be left alone in the fields. Today we don't be going to go down in the fields anymore. It remained. Minik Ashkenaz is to say. It's far from the same, of course. It was introduced by Ashkenazim. The Vilna Gaon didn't say it, the Rav didn't say it, the Rav Moshe didn't say it, big people didn't say it for whatever reasons that it's not found in Talmud Bavli. This is an interesting point, a theological point even. Do we have a right to introduce brachas after Talmud Bavli? So I want to ask a pointed question about all those people who don't say Baruch Hashem Yolam because it's not in Talmud Bavli. Do they say I know something of Koch? Do a survey of these guys, you know, yeah, the guy. You're in shul normally. Shalom Yisrael Ad, and all of a sudden, you're the only one davening. Everyone else just steps up from holier than you. Ask about the Osli of Koch. It's also not found in the Talmud. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, who's the ultimate Talmudist, he didn't go for anything. He said that, well, we have, according to this, my second Sofer, which is a post-Talmudic work, there are certain opportunities for the Chachamim to add brachas. This may have been a little bit later. It's not in the second. So for me, this is it's Gaonim. I'm not sure Salvaroh. I'm not sure when exactly it was a deadline. We don't want to make brachas now and then in 2008. But the kids are, this is an aside. So most of us do say it. Those who don't, fine.
Is it consistent? Those who don't say Baruch Hashem don't say Hashem Ruv on Friday night?
Some do and some don't. There are many who don't say Baruch Hashem who do say Hashem Ruv. Yeah, maybe they're worried. they're worried about the bracha levatala aspect. See, the two issues of the bracha shavim. One is the bracha levatala, and one is a brav gula l'tefila. The two separate things. So there could be a guy could say, I don't know inconsistency. I want to make a bracha, even if it's not found in Talmud Bavli, like goes in the cup. But I can't say bracha shavim because I'm b'sviach gula l'tefila and b'shamru. So if you put those two together, if he says Hanosin of Koch and he says Mishamru, why is he saying the Baruch Hashem Leol? Probably it's too long. That quick. Whatever it may be, everyone has their Roman hug, I'm not here to preach. But that's an issue. So it's interesting. The Tosis quotes over here, Tfilas Arvus is Rishos. Listen to this. So it's no problem. And also the Yudches Askaros connected Yudches Brachos to Shmon Esrei. So it's, in other words, according to the second Teretz, it's Smichas Gula L'Tfila. It's not a Gula Richta. What would we call it better? Tfila. It's a Tfila Richta. You have Yudches Askaros. According to the first Teretz, it's a Gula Richta. It's so hard to understand the phrase Gula Richta. We don't quite fully get it. But okay. And then once you have that there, you say Yiro and Enam. We pass in, like Rabbi Yochanan, he says, against the Ozeruah of Shishitus Rashi, we mentioned last time. Amram says no, the opposite. That which we say Kaddish ben Gula the Tfilas Arvus La Shaminan the Lobeinan Mismach Gula the Arvus the Tfilas which is the Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Boom. The other way around. The reason that we say Kaddish is to explain, to show, to demonstrate that there's no Smichas Gula Tfilas because Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Tosas like Rav Amram, lo nehira. Tim Kain Rav Yochanan svirle tefilas arvus chova. Plukti the Rav Rav Yochanan aloch Rav Yochanan, and when we pass in tefilas arvus as rishus, so we pass like Rav Yochanan for. So therefore, v'nochal nahakim v'leoz nizom v'lesabe ben a time. So you shouldn't be speaking between gula and tefila against the opinion of Rav Amram. Against Rav Amram. So it comes out. Apparently, Tosas later on in the Chav Zayin and Beis subscribes to this sheet that he rejected over here. Look at the last Tosfos. Vilchus Hakavasa Derav. That Tfilas Arvus Rishus. V'zniras Delekach Tiknu Psukim V'Kadosh Megulul Tfilah Derishusi. So this is the brackets. Look at the Avdal. They rejected this. Why here they accepted? Here they rejected. Stipti Tosfos and Avdal. Tosfos and Avchav Zayin. So the Tziv explains here in this Kiddush. No, the Psukim and the Kadosh tell us that Tfilas Arvus is Rishus. Then it's a Tfilah Richta. It's a Tzorach Tfilah. Since it's there to teach you Tfilas Arvus Rishus, so it's Tzorach HaTfila, and once it's Tzorach HaTfila, then it's not considered a Hefsek. Rav Amram, we go past Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, to demonstrate Tfilas Arvus Rishus, we make a Hefsek, and we say, no, since it's demonstrated Tfilas Arvus Rishus, it's not considered to be a Hefsek. Could be depend on what we spoke about earlier. If it's only been in Tfila, then it's okay. Rav Amram has been in Gula even at night. We hold it's not. That could be the Machlok, because Rav Amram himself and Tosfos sort of adopts it. Fine. The question, of course, becomes, what does it mean as a gula richta? So I thought really it's a tzorach tefila. Why? But look at that Hamid Beis. On Hamid Beis, the Gemara tells us as follows, the very end of the last three lines. Tanya Abba ben Yomen Omer, Shnayim shenichnasu l'spala, v'konam echad mehem l'spala, v'lo himten es chaver v'yotza, torfano tefilosa v'ponav. A chutzpah. Right? Because you're causing the guy to be in danger, you know, in the middle of the field. So it's a tzorach tefillah to make sure that everybody stays around. And don't make sure that we have to have the Baruch Hashem Le'olam. It's all one big thing. It's one big thing. Fine. So this is assuming that it's a tzorach tefillah. Then the Yud, according to the second Aristotle, it's called Yud Ches. It's considered to be a tefillah arich. Why not on Friday night? Why not on Friday night? So according to Tosfos, the second reason we understand very well, there's no Shmona Esrei Brachos. Only seven Brachos. According to the first reason, because we haven't said we have a main Sheva. What's the first of main Sheva? Again, same reason. Because guy, otherwise, he's going to pick up and leave, and then be left in the field and dance. Like, more enough Shabbos Chav Dal and Amid Beis, because of the Ma'achrin. Or, there could be another Shita. Maybe on Friday. We hope. People don't come back. That's good. Interesting. If you look in the back in the some of the first, I have no time to say about Pesach. And some say Baruch Hashem Olam on Friday night as well. So, the Kitzur, in order to explain that, just to summarize the last point, what happened to Sevil School at night? What happened to Hazat Pasul to Pesukim? Either Enoch Enami, Rav Amram, Sevilas Avos Veshus, you don't need Sevil School at Tefillah, Or the Psukim is a Geula Richta, because it's a Geula, because it's all considered to be. Or Tefillah is like Tefillah, because it's Tefillah Shiyut Ches Brachas, Shiyut Ches Askaras. Or, as I said, as a Tzorach, Tefillah is not considered to be a Hefsa. But also, we'll stop here. Next week, back to Wednesday. See you out of the Shema.